Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is supported by Iowa Computer Repair. Keeping your business running, iowacomputerrepair.com. And the Strudel House, an Austrian restaurant and bakery, the taste of Europe in Des Moines, strudelhouse.com.
Well, welcome back to the Business News Hour, the Friday edition, as we do each and every Friday. We invite Cheryl Tessier, our regular contributor about lifestyle stuff going on in the greater Des Moines metro, from Eat, Play, Love Des Moines. Stuff to do in the metro this weekend and into next week. Hey, Cheryl.
Hey.
Hey, it's Friday.
Yay.
You got your happy shoes on?
Oh, yeah, always. Right. Yeah.
But Fridays for you are like Tuesdays and Wednesdays because you're always out there.
Right. It's like the beginning of my week because this is when the work starts. So starting with Saturday, we have the Blue Ribbon Bacon Festival.
Get out of here.
The one that I've been waiting for all year.
I know. I know.
And I get to be a judge again this year. So
really?
I do. So that'll be fun. I always love sampling all of the... I've been a savory judge. So I've been able to partake in all of the meat of the event, the actual food. Not just, you know, they have bacon judging where you just judge each bacon. And then they have like a dessert judging, but... You know, where you get to try the real entrees is the savory judging. And that's what I'm hoping to get to do again this weekend.
But you are a judge.
I am a judge at the Blue Ribbon Bacon Festival at the Iowa Event Center again. Great venue. 10 to 5, February 18th. That's Saturday. If you don't have tickets yet, there are still tickets available. Get ye to the Blue Ribbon Bacon Festival and eat bacon.
Saturday. All right. I like it.
Yes. Ooh, here's another one on Saturday if you're not going to go to the Bacon Festival. At Living History Farms, they're having their Cabin Fever event, Spirits and Sweets. This is
Cabin Fever.
Yeah, they have a series of events every year where they showcase something different, either local farms or local spirits and local sweets. And this one is local spirits and sweets. So they're going to have local bakeries and local alcohol makers giving samples. This weekend, and that's and Hickman Road here at Living History Farms from 3 to 6 p.m. So you can actually do both. You could do bacon in the morning, start with Bacon Fest at 10 a.m., and then at 3 o'clock head over to Spirits at Sweets at Living History Farms.
On Saturday.
Fun stuff.
I've got one for Saturday night.
Okay, let's hear it.
Do you know about this?
Maybe.
It's the Black and Gold Ball. Do you have that down?
I don't.
Alpha Phi Alpha. For years has a scholarship fund, and it takes place starting at 6 o'clock Saturday night.
Okay, so you can hit all three of these.
Yeah. Black and Gold Ball. It is at Prairie Meadows this year.
Fun.
In Altoona. And this is a great... It is the nation's oldest African-American fraternity.
Wow.
Alpha Phi Alpha. And they have a scholarship fund. And they give these scholarships off to these great kids. And it is a marvelous event.
Awesome.
And it goes on Saturday night.
Cool.
So you have to do is find Google Black and Gold Ball.
Okay.
And you'll find it.
Fun.
See?
Fun. That's at 6 o'clock on Saturday at Prairie Meadows.
It is dress up, too, by the way.
Fun.
Oh, yeah.
You have to wear black and gold?
Sometimes. Yeah, I will.
Okay. Fun stuff. Let's see. Ooh, what else is Saturday? All weekend long is the Cyclone Country Kennel Club and Dog Show.
Woof.
Yeah, at the Iowa State Fairgrounds. So if you're not eating bacon, if you're not wearing black and gold, if you're not eating spirits and sweets, take your dog to the dog show.
There you go.
Let's see. That is on Grand Avenue, 3000 Grand Avenue at the State Fairgrounds, the Varied Industries Building. Dog show this
dog
weekend.
Show.
Yeah,
nice.
Fun for everyone.
You got a lot of stuff to pack in.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Well, here's another one that you have to take the family to. Every Family Rocks. Family Music and Movement Festival at the Science Center, also on Saturday from 10 to 5. A fun-filled day of music, movement, and hands-on activities, art, and more for the whole family. Every Family Rocks Festival at the Science Center. That's Saturday from 10 to 5. They've been doing this for a number of years,
yeah.
So it's a popular event. You know, they're going to have live music for the kids to dance to and sing to and whatever they want to do to that. And that's at the Science Center. And that's Saturday.
So more on Saturday. Wow.
More on Saturday. Let's see. Here's one all weekend long.
All weekend long.
All weekend long.
All right.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the Iowa High School State Wrestling Tournament.
Sweaty
yes.
bodies on the mats.
That's right. So if you're wondering why it's crowded downtown, this is probably why. So you might as well stop in and check it out. All weekend long, there's going to be wrestling going on. So peek your head into Wells Fargo Arena at the Iowa Event Center.
Or as they say in Pennsylvania, wrestling.
Wrestling, I'm sure. Price is only $10. That's whole family fun, watching people beat each other up.
There you go.
Awesome.
Here's $10. Let me go watch somebody strip somebody's ear off.
That's right.
Nice.
Fun stuff.
This starts, you know, next month.
Right.
Is the girls basketball state tournament, the boys basketball. I mean, it just gets crazy.
That's right.
There.
Lots of sports stuff. Speaking of being sporty, why don't you go ice skating this weekend at Brenton Skating Plaza? They're going to have a mascot skate from 12 p.m. to 1:30.
What's that? Supposed to be this
it's week. Supposed to be 60-something degrees, but you can go anyway because they're still planning to have the event. I'm sure they'll call the event. But
or maybe a pool
in
party.
Case not, maybe this is Iowa. Maybe there's going to be a turn in temperature, and you can go skating this weekend at Brenton Skating Plaza with the mascots.
There you go.
You're going to have different mascots playing fun games on the ice this
on
weekend.
On the ice. Take your own ice cubes, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. So, anyway, maybe that will happen.
The mascots could be there and just hang on.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Don't disappoint the kids, folks. Take them to ice skating with the mascots. That's Saturday from 12 to 1:30, maybe. All right. Mother Goose is at Des Moines Performing Arts also this weekend, Saturday from 1 to 3. If you go to Brenton Skating Plaza and there's no skating, just walk right over to the Civic Center and see Mother Goose with the family. $10 will get you tickets. The Des Moines Symphony family concert. You know, the Des Moines Symphony plays, and then they do Mother Goose things with the kids, and it's a show at the Civic Center, and it's $10. And it's this Saturday from 1 to 3. Mother Goose.
Gotta go.
Yeah. I think my 9-year-old is kind of out of the Mother Goose phase.
Yeah, probably.
So, but 5 years ago, we'd be all over this.
I saw a photograph on Facebook of your son with his Valentine's Day
Yeah.
What was that?
They're not required to make Valentine's Day boxes anymore. He just wants to.
Right.
So he likes Pokemon, of course. Mm-hmm. And I think it was some kind of big Pokemon creature.
Think.
Yeah, so, you know, with the teeth and everything, you put your hand in, and, it, you know, and it's a big mouth, and, yeah, but he was very proud of it, and he said everybody liked it.
Very
so
good.
He made his Valentine's Day box, and that's what he
Pokemon.
Did. Oh, here's one for you. Also on Saturday, Vegan Fest.
There you go.
Vegan Fest 2017 at the First Unitarian Church on Bell Avenue.
I love my Unitarian friends.
Oh, yeah.
They're so cool.
Absolutely. From 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. I mean, where else would you have Vegan Fest?
Yeah.
Of course. Sample vegan dishes from many local restaurants. Taco Apocalypse, Crunkwitch, Hawk Restaurant. They're all going to be there sampling the best vegan food of Des Moines at the First Unitarian Church. February 18th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. So if you're not at Bacon Fest, you might want to go to Vegan Fest.
If you don't do Bacon Fest, you can do Vegan Fest.
Absolutely.
It makes sense.
See,
to me.
I have something for everybody, Michael.
Yeah, we're all in that one.
That's right. Here's another one. This one is next week, February 21st. Hotel Renovo is having, I have not been here, but they have been hosting all of these fantastic events, cooking classes.
It's
and
Tuesday,
Hotel Renovo will be having a Girl Scout cookie and wine pairing class.
Wow.
Yes, and this is free. 'Tis the season for Girl Scout cookies, and they're going to be telling you what drinks go best with your Girl Scout cookies.
I got to go.
You have to go. That is from 5:30 to 6:30. It's a free event at Hotel Renovo.
Might be able to make it.
You absolutely should.
Get out of the news hour in time and...
And just run over there and find out what
does go with these thin mints.
Whatever tastes good is what I thought. But they're going to tell you the expert opinion. So here's one more for next week. Actually, I got a couple more. We'll go quick if I need to. At the Temple Theater, a new show is in town. I See You Made an Effort.
Nice.
That's the name of the show.
I See You Made an Effort.
That's the name of the show. It's at the Temple Theater. This is all weekend long. It sounds very funny. Some people say that 50 is the new 40. So it's about women reaching their the age of 50.
I thought it was about my old algebra class.
Could be.
I see you made an effort.
I see you made an effort.
You're supposed to show your work.
Right. That sounds very funny. I'm going to go see that on Tuesday. So if you want to know about that.
Also the 21st.
Yes, also the 21st. Game night at the Des Moines Social Club next week, Wednesday nights. All year long, they're going to be doing game night on Wednesdays now, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. That's a free event. All ages are welcome. If you just feel like playing a board game with people you don't know,
go.
6 to 9 p.m. at the Social Club. One more for next week, the History of Yonkers.
Huh?
Yeah, at the Central Library. This just sounded really cool. This is the 22nd. This is on Wednesday from noon to 1. Take your lunch break at the Central Library. This is a free event, and they're going to have the History of Yonkers. They're going to have a presentation.
It is a remarkable story.
I know, and I don't know it yet, so I need to go.
You need to go.
I need to
Take
go.
Your lunch.
It's a fascinating presentation with refreshments for free at the Central Library, 12 to 1 o'clock on Wednesday.
The Yonkers Brothers.
Yeah.
Fabulous story. Mm-hmm. All right. Cheryl Tessier, you just had everything going
everything.
On. Everything. Everything. Everything
mm-hmm.
from bacons to vegans to Yonkers.
That's
and
right.
And everything in between.
Only right here, folks.
That's right. This is the only place you can get this kind of stuff.
That's right.
All right, we've got to go because Tyler is itching to leave and get his weekend started as well. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the NewsHour, Cheryl Tessier from Eat, Play, Love, Des Moines. Also, Tyler Hackenmiller, who is our producer each and every evening here at the Business NewsHour. The program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood, the voice of Insight on Business, the NewsHour, those golden tones of Jimmy Olsen. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer, and the music that you're listening to right this moment was arranged, composed, and conducted by our good friend James Goodlett, exclusively for the Business NewsHour. For all those folks, thanks so very much for hanging out with us all week long. We will be back, God willing, at 5:05 on Monday. Until then, have yourself a wonderful weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.